Raise your joy. love you all. All right, Saturday, April 22nd, 9 a.m., lot cleanup. Bring rakes, clippers, etc. Ready the lot and the church flower beds for summer service. All right, we're looking forward to that. Any other announcements? Gail?
Just that the Daniel plan is going strong. It's going to start up next Sunday. Please see me, Pastor Elaine, if you'd like to join for healthy living.
Okay, very good. The flowers on the table are in honor of Buck's mom today. We have birthdays. Let's see, Jay. We could sing to Jay. Are we going to do it a cappella? All right, somebody else can start us.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Pastor's beautiful wife, she's next.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Elaine. Happy birthday to you.
We love you, and I see a birthday boy just walked in. We missed his birthday, so maybe we
Ricardo.
Should start. Our friend Rich in the back thought he could sneak in.
Okay. Good old sunglasses.
Birthday to you. Woo-hoo! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ricardo. Happy birthday to you.
Flowers, if you don't, that'll be brought to a shut-in, so otherwise they'll die of a terrible death. All right, we don't have Kit here today, so we're going to add him to our prayers. He's not feeling well. Continued prayers for Gina Lynch and her family. Prayers for Barbara, Jack, and Kelly Morin as they heal. Gain use of their bodies, healing for all who battle the flu and Parkinson's. Prayers for our cancer warrior, Christina, Kelly's friend. Is she doing any better, Kelly?
Yes. She's
good.
Yes.
Mass.
She's finished with the radiation and chemo, and now we live.
Well,
that's
good.
Prayers for Mufa.
Prayers for Mufa for George because he's not feeling well today, and it's his 63rd birthday, so either he didn't want to get some too, or he is sick also.
He'll come back eventually, but we'll get him.
Yeah. Thank you, Eva, for thinking of Mufa. Roger Kerboy, Terrence Grundy, and her husband.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Isabella.
Charlie?
Jack, could we continue to pray for Art LaFleur? He's going in soon. We don't know the exact time he's going to be losing his leg. So pray that that goes good. And he's got a good attitude, though. He's saved and he's saying whatever God wants.
Anyone else?
Just an update on a couple folks. Gina Lynch is doing better. They just moved Gina to a respiratory center to try and get her off of all the things that are aiding her with her breathing, but she's doing better. And we saw Barbara yesterday, and what a shock. We went up to see Barbara, and Barbara can talk, and you can hear what she says. And she had to show me how she could get up with very little assistance. She's doing therapy two or three days a week, and then Jack, her husband, is taking her to the gym. So I got to find out when she's going to the gym, because all the other husbands that are here need to go with me to the gym, because Jack brings her to the gym and duct tapes her feet, to the machine and then makes her work out. But she has got a good attitude. It was nice to see her smile. It was wonderful to hear her voice where you didn't have to bend over and try to get close. So that those are two things that were going on that were very, very good. So, and, you know, the prayers are powerful. Keep the prayers coming. Got the, for the men, the Iron Sharpens Iron coming up in Worcester. I believe that's in May, I think. And if you want to go to Iron Sharpens Iron, see me. Let's see. Any other prayer requests? Jake, you got your...
A little update on my stepfather. He is doing remarkable.
Oh.
We went and visited him last Sunday, and he's in the rehab, and we walked in, and he was sitting up in a chair, talking, and like it never had happened.
Wow.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And the doctor came in last Saturday and told him, he's like, got some good news for you, Pat. He's like, what's that? He's like, you're going to live. He's like, there was a time there we didn't think you were going to, but you're going to live.
Praise God. Amen.
Unbelievable.
All right. There
nope,
you go.
Not yet.
Nope, not yet. Not yet. Sorry. So, I don't know what's up.
Hang on. Jack and Trish, come on down.
Oh, I didn't know about this.
They didn't either.
So, first thing is you need to keep Jack in prayer.
Okay.
Jack's changing jobs.
Oh,
okay. So Jack's going to be moving to a new job.
Right.
Other than that, every time that we have a dinner and you go downstairs and the downstairs is all cleaned up, and you walk over to the sink buck and it looks like a Marine had been there. I'm not sure which one's the sink person, but our sinks are always sparkly. They just do an outstanding job. They go far above and beyond just vacuuming the church and that type of thing. So I didn't want you to fight. So I've got you matching cups that say, shape to serve.
Awesome.
This is her.
Check the program here. I move things around, and actually I move them around beforehand. Generally I move them around while we're doing the service. Okay, how about the call to worship? 252, the Lord is risen indeed. 252. And you can rise if you're able.
Yeah.
252, the Lord is risen indeed. I'll read the light part, and I'll read the dark. Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen.
Amen.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
The Lord is risen.
He is risen indeed.
This is the day of greatest joy in the Christian faith. Today is a day of celebration. We serve a risen God, and a God who walks with us and talks to us each and every day. So don't wander out of your pew, but turn around and say, God loves you and so do I to the folks around you.
He is risen indeed.
Bad people, they just don't pay attention. Back to the pews. Gospel group's going to lead us in Chainbreaker. You can be seated, or you can stand and sing, or you can be seated and sing. It's called Chainbreaker. It's in your three-ring binder. Or you can clap your little hands.
No, that's all right. Go ahead. You know it? Sure.
Bestowing life on those in the grave.
Though you went down into the grave, O immortal one, yet you put down the power of Hades and arose as a conqueror. O Christ our God, you spoke clearly to the merry-haired woman. Rejoice, you bestowed peace upon your apostles and brought resurrection to the fallen. Amen.
Amen. Going to prepare for the tithes and offering. And this is where I always tell folks to share from their abundance because we are abundantly blessed. If you missed Maundy Thursday and Good Friday, you missed all the pre-game information. It'd be like watching a Super Bowl and never reading the stats. This week was a week with a lot of build-up to Easter Sunday. Easter Sunday is the Super Bowl for all Christians. And so as the ushers come forward, I encourage you to share from your abundance, not just here. Not just here. Share from your abundance each and every day with every person that you come in contact with. Because you should love to tell that story. You should love to tell that story to everybody that you run into. You know, when I used to train salesmen, I'd tell them that if you sell the product, if you spell the features and benefits of the product, and the customer's satisfied, they'll tell all their friends. If the customer's dissatisfied, they'll tell everybody that they run into. Mm-hmm. We're all satisfied customers, or we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't be bringing our children and our grandchildren. We'd be telling the story. You're a satisfied customer. You've got a message to share. You've got a story to tell. And it's a story of life. If you haven't skipped ahead, you should skip ahead and look at the sermon title. The sermon title is The Reason That We Celebrate Life. We don't do funerals. We don't do funerals. We celebrate life. Because funerals are only a rest stop on the way to a family reunion.
Amen.
So as the ushers come forward, share from your abundance.
Side of the cross.
Amen.
come each week, but especially this week. We come and there's no way to pay you back. There's no way to return the blessings that you've given us each day, let alone the blessing of giving us your Son and giving us his life so that we could live eternally. We ask, Father, that you bless these gifts as well as the giver, that you multiply, magnify, and utilize them to expand our service. Help us to reach out and share the light with those that haven't seen. Help us to tell the old, old story over and over and over again so that none are left behind. We ask you bless these gifts, and we ask them all in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen.
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 Dwayne and Jane are getting to be regulars. A beautiful thing. Y'all may be seated. The children can come on up front.
Chilling.
Big chilling, little chilling, all God's chilling. Come on up front. How y'all doing? Y'all look very pretty.
I'm holding a ladybug.
You're holding a ladybug?
Yes.
Hot. Is it alive or?
It's alive. Can I see it?
Good. Ladybugs are out. Now, ladybugs are a sign of spring.
Yeah.
The little devils, they hide all winter long, and you think you got them all gone, and then all of a sudden they show up. Where are these?
It's
here. To me,
it looks like a purple tiger.
Stuff in the bottom.
The sand?
Huh?
Seashell.
Go ahead.
Little, you know the things that are on the tree to see them?
These are little eggs. These are little seeds. And these are little seeds from a tomato plant that Howard White gave me. And these little tiny seeds, you know how little they are? They don't look like too much. They look like kind of dead and wrinkled up looking. And Howard had a friend that raised his own tomatoes. These little tiny seeds, when you plant them in the ground, they don't look like a whole lot. They look kind of dead and wizzled up looking. But they turn into a tomato plant that produces around 2.5 pound tomatoes.
Wow.
Now this Sunday we celebrate Easter. And Jesus had come to earth and ministered, and they took Jesus and killed him and hung him on a cross. And then they put him in a cave. And they put him in a cave and put a big old rock in front of it. And they thought, that's it. That's the end of this story. But it wasn't the end of the story. Because God rolled that rock away and sent down angels. And out of the cave walked Jesus. And Jesus walked and ate and lived among folks. And it's funny, just like the seeds. A little tiny seed didn't look like much, and it turned into this beautiful little pansy plant. And when folks go home to be with God, sometimes they're older and they're kind of wrinkled up like that seed. And then they come back up and they're brandy new. And all their parts work, and if they've got breathing problems, they don't have many more in heaven. If they've got a hitch in their giddy up and they limp a little bit, they don't limp when they get to heaven. And they live there for all time. And because you belong and you believe and you're part of God's family, you get to live forever and ever. So you can watch the scary stuff on the news. A lot of folks watch the news and they're scared. Don't be afraid. God got a plan. God's going to hold you in the palm of your hand, just like he holds the lilies of the field, just like he holds all the birds, and you'll be just fine. So join with me in prayer, and I'm going to send you off to Mrs. Jayway.
Thank you.
Father, we ask a blessing on all the children. They are such a blessing to us, all the children that come. They're young, and they're full of enthusiasm, and they're like young sponges that draw up all the information, Father. We ask that they learn and that we role model well for them so that they grow to be strong, young, vibrant Christians that learn their faith and learn it well and go out and share that light with everybody else that they come in contact with. We ask that you bless them and bless them mightily. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen. And then afterwards, you all come out, you all can have a flower. You get to take a flower.
And I don't get a little flower because of my ladybug.
Yeah. The other thing we can get, but I won't give it because Mrs. Jenny beats me when I give her candy. She got candy back there. But there's chocolate crosses up here for y'all. When you come up, you're welcome.
Good job.
Okay. We're going to we're going to sing 248. He lives. 248. Is he okay with us?
Descending from heaven, came and rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. For fear of him, the guards shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are looking for Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised, as he said, come, see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell the disciples that he has been raised from the dead. And indeed, he is going ahead of them, or going ahead of you to Galilee, where you will see him. This is my message to you. So they left the tomb quickly with fear and great joy and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, greetings. And they came to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, do not be afraid. Go and tell my brothers to go to Galilee, where they will see me.
Amen.
It is the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Hi, Pete.
Welcome.
Join with me in prayer. Father, we come and we ask, Father, that you come and put your hands on each person's shoulder. That you lift us up, that you surround us with angels, that you'd open our hearts and minds, that we would rise to the occasion, Lord, that we would be everything you intended us to be, that the message would be a special message for each person here, that the message would be a message that they share with everyone that they come in contact with, that they live the message, walk the message, and talk the message, for the message is special for each person. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
We use the scripture of the women at the tomb. And this morning at sunrise, I asked Karen to read it. And then I asked Karen and my wife both, I said, what would you think about if you were one of the women? And Karen said, I would think about what I should do. I would think about what God wants me to do. And my husband, who's very logical, wouldn't go because the law says, A, women can't go. If you're Jewish, Jewish faith, men marry men and women marry women. They don't cross over. So for the women to prepare to go visit Jesus was contrary to everything that they had been raised with. And Karen and both, my wife both said, we would go because that was the thing God was telling us to do. And even though there were guards, and even though there was a stone, and even though they were all afraid of the Roman soldiers and the Jewish police and everybody that they thought was hunting them, Karen said, I would go because I knew God would take care of everything along the way. And God took care of it. God took care of it. And when you think about the whole thing, it's hard to wrap your mind around it because you've heard this story since you were a little kid. I know they put Jesus in the tomb. I know they put some guards on him. I know that there was an earthquake. I know that the stone was rolled away. There's a movie called Risen. I have it. I'll probably show it here at one point in time. And Risen's an interesting story. It's the story of a centurion soldier and the search for Jesus after his body was gone from the tomb. But the thing that the movie does well, the movie takes that tomb and shows the Jewish authorities coming to see the Romans, and they say, you need to put a guard on that tomb, and you need to seal it. Because we know that band of rowdy rebels is going to come steal his body and tell everybody he rose from the grave. We want to prevent that. And in the movie Risen, you get to see it. And I thought to myself all these years, I wonder how they sealed that tomb. I was telling folks in Bible study, I thought maybe they put wax all the way around that big old rock. But in the movie Risen, they drive spikes into the wall of the tomb. And they put very large braided ropes across it. And where the rope ties are, they bond it with wax. And they stamp it with a seal. And when you think about that, that's pretty impressive. And the Roman guards that were there were the best of the best Roman guards. And if you deserted your post, you would be killed. And the earthquake came and the ropes were broken and the stone rolled away and the guards left. They left and went and saw the Jewish authorities. And when you read the next accounts, you find out that the Jewish leaders bribed the soldiers to say, somebody came and stole them. Somebody came and stole them. Now back to the women. The women come on faith. They come on faith to do something that they had never done before, that they weren't authorized to do. They come on faith. And they come, and in Matthew's account, it says, suddenly there was a great earthquake, for the angel of the Lord came down from heaven and rolled the stone away and sat on it. And his face shone like lightning, and his clothing was as brilliant white. The guards shook with fear when they saw him and fell into a dead faint. I don't blame them. I don't blame them. Then the angel spoke to the woman. And I was like the angels. The angels always say, don't be afraid. Yeah. Yeah. I'm a pretty tough guy. But, you know, angel comes and sees Mary. Angels come and see Joseph. Angels come and see Zacharias. And they all go the same thing. Don't be afraid. Too late. I'm afraid. You know? And the angel says, I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He's not here. For he has come back to life again just as he said he would. Now go quickly and tell his disciples. I'm quickly all right. I'm running. And that's the Living Version is what I'm reading from now. It says, the woman ran from the tomb, badly frightened but filled with joy. Rushed to find the disciples and give them the angel's message. And as they were running, suddenly Jesus was there in front of them. I'm happy, but I'm scared again. I'm happy, but I'm scared again. But I'm filled. I'm filled with the joy and the power because I thought we lost the battle. I knew what Jesus said, but I watched him get beaten. I watched him get hung on the cross. I watched his limp body go into the tomb. I thought we were lost. I came back to help and bomb him. But the women go, and they begin to spread the message and spread the story. And Jesus goes on and shows himself to people, both Christian and non-Christian, all over, because it's covered by the historians of the time that Jesus appeared to hundreds and hundreds of people. That's the reason we have a celebration. That's the reason. You know, sometimes, you know, we walk around and people say, you're a Christian? Yeah, I got joy in my life. But yeah, sometimes you got to tell your face, because your face don't look like you got joy in your life. A lot of folks talk to me this past week with all the goings on in the world. Folks called me and said, I think we're going to war. I had a leg up on them. I thought we were going to war for 26 years. Yeah. I was with Uncle Sam. I didn't think we were going. I knew we were going. The other leg up that I've got is you got to be a student of this. If you're a student of this, you got nothing to be afraid of. Amen. This is basic instructions before leaving Earth. It says in here, Jesus said, there will be wars and rumors of wars till I come.
Preach it.
That's the truth.
That's right.
It's the truth. And I got to tell you, a lot of folks waste a lot of time worrying.
Yep.
You can't worry. Karen had the best thought that I had heard of on the ladies going to the tomb. I thought Karen and my wife would say, well, yeah, I'd be scared. Yeah, I'd be worried. They both agreed. God said, go, I go. Well, all the time that I was in Sam's Army, and up till today, there's little clause when you're a poor old retired guy like me. It says, in the event the world comes to an end, we can call you back.
Yeah. That'll be a sign that it is coming to an end if we're called back.
That's it. I got to tell you, when they call Rich, Charlie, me, Keith, Buck, and the rest of the thing,
it's over. It's over.
Time to come to the church and talk a lot to God, because things aren't good. But until that time, walk around and walk the walk and talk the talk. And know what you know and believe what you believe. Because we celebrate life each day. Some folks spend too much time on not celebrating. If you were at the lake this morning, you cannot spend money for that sunrise coming up over the top.
Yeah.
I was blessed to spend time with all our Flatland grandkids yesterday. Okay? We're doing mountain grandkids later next week. But we were up in Warren and over in Munson playing with the grandkids. No amount of money can give you that back. Yeah. I know Lynn and Keith spent a lot of time with their grandkids wandering around. Art and Karen got, both two grandkids. They got grandkids everywhere. But they're a blessing that money can't buy. Right. This church service every week that you come to, you folks are a blessing that money can't buy. You call me and think that I'm a good guy because you can call me and I can help you out along the way. Here's the clue. You call me and I get blessed probably more than I bless you when you call.
That's right.
Because we exchange information along the way. And we celebrate. And I was listening with Terry this morning. Terry, I'm going to tell on Terry. Terry sent me an email somewhere along this week. I sent her something and she said to me, I need a vacation. And I said, you just got back from vacation. You don't need a vacation. So we're up front this morning. And I said to her, hey, here's a tip. You ain't retiring until I retire. And I ain't retiring until God knocks me down and takes me home. And she says, so I'm here for the long haul? Yeah, you're here for the long haul. It's like being on my email list. Once you're on my email list, unless you change your email, or the big one comes where all the technology's gone, you're going to get mail from me all the time.
Amen.
Forever and ever. I had Hank Williams stuck in my head all week. It's not a church-appropriate song, but it's a song that Hank Jr. wrote about, why do you drink? Hank, why do you roll smoke? Why do you live out all the songs that you wrote? And as I had that wandering around in my head, the message that I'm going to share with you is called Forever and Ever, We Have a Reason to Celebrate. And if you get the message, the song you should sing is on 498. It's a song that I sing every day. Every day that I'm out, I walk and talk this song, and it's called I Love to Tell the Story of Unseen Things Above, of Jesus and His Glory, of Jesus and His Love. I love to tell the story because I know it's true. It satisfies my longing as nothing else to do.
Stand up if you love to tell.
I love to tell the story. Will be my theme in glory to tell. I love to tell the story, it's pleasant to repeat. What seems each time I tell it, more wonderfully sweet. I love to tell the story,
it's why,
for some have never.
Because we do Bible study, and we've been doing it for a lot of years here. Joel, how long has that sign been out front, guys? Long time. Bible study every Wednesday night. And we do the books, and we go back through the books. And it speaks to you again and again. And you share the word with other like-minded Christians, and you learn. You learn along the way different things that you hadn't picked up. So it's a living word that nourishes your soul. And today's Easter. You should be filled to the brim and rolling over, because you've got an abundance of joy to share with every person in the world. Everybody that you run into that's got gloom, despair, and agony on me, you've got the answer. You've got the answer. You've got the fellowship and the light of Jesus Christ to share with them, to bring them back out of that darkness, to bring them back into the light, to share with all your relatives, to share with all your neighbors, so that no one, no one is left behind.
Now,
we're going to sing 238, Because He Lives.
Amen. I can face
the mic. 238. Time to stand up straight and march forward. Army teaches you always forward. Sometimes you have to pause, reassess things around you, but always forward. There's victory for the Christian who serves in the walk and walks in the path of the Lamb of God. Every day is a time to celebrate. You don't need a special holiday like Easter. Every day your feet hit the ground and God blesses you with the opportunity to share the light and love of Jesus Christ, you should be out there rejoicing and sharing that love, because you've got a story that is a story to tell and share. And what I try and encourage you to do is each week, get out the boat. Get out the boat. We get in the boat, we're comfortable in the boat. But if you want to walk on the water, you got to get out the boat.
Amen.
And that's what I encourage you to do today and every day as you go forward. A lot of you folks are going to go visit your moms and dads, your children and your grandchildren. You're going to spend time with them. You're going to tell them that you love them. You're going to share, you know, great meals, Easter candy, and this type of thing. Give them the gift that's the best gift. Mm. Tell them, next week I'll take you to church.
Yeah.
Any church that you want to go to, I don't care, as long as a Christian church. You know, wherever you are, if you're not here, go find yourself one where you are. While we're speaking of churches, that good-looking young guy behind my wife now lives in Wrinkle Village. He's from Chicopee. He can't leave church. He's moved out here to the flatlands of Wales. He's so happy he don't know what to do with himself. He can't leave. Your assignment is to make sure you hold him in that pew and hug him and shake his hand until he gets to see all you folks. That's it. So, but be blessed and share that blessing. Share the joy. We're going to close with Revelation. Sing along if you know the words. And then make sure you hug everybody and wish them a happy Easter on the way out. Make sure your children get a flower and a cross, and be blessed and be a blessing.
Go fishing, big fish.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Played two hymns, didn't feel great, was going to break camp. She walked in, walked by me, and said, "I'll do my best." And I said, "That's all I ask."
Amen.
You did a fine job. We appreciate it. And now may the peace and grace and power of a risen Lord Jesus Christ be in you and flow through you. May he lift you up and take you to places that you never dreamed you could go. May you walk with wisdom. May you speak with power. May the Lord Jesus Christ put a light on your head that attracts all other folks to you so that none will be left behind. We ask all these things in Jesus' precious name, and all God's people said,
Amen. Amen.